when you get to travel the country and be a vagabond and be one of those guys out there fishing all across the country, and this year in particular, it's been very hectic. You know, bass schedules, of course, increased, but FLW schedule as well. But with me today is Pete Ponds. And Pete, you know, you're one of the old guys, man. You're almost as old as I am out there fishing and had some great success and now fishing the Elite Tour.
Terry, I have, and you know, I have been around a while. I tell you, I did start this a little backwards than most of the guys did. I started my own business. Whenever I first got into fishing, I looked at it, and I was trying to figure out how you could get into this sport and yet still be successful, if you didn't necessarily win enough money to make it. And there was two types of guys that did that. And one was the self-employed guy, and the other was a financially independently wealthy guy. And I wasn't wealthy, so I decided to start my own business. And I started a ServiceMaster franchise probably 18 years ago. And it become successful with it. And when I first started, I was in business now probably for 5 or 6 years working 20 hours a day before I was able to get it big enough to where I could turn it over to other people and then start, you know, pursuing my fishing career, because that's what I've wanted to do all my life, is to fish for a living. And it's just now coming around. I am older than most guys on the circuit, but I still feel like I have plenty of years left, and I feel like I can do it.
Well, I was kind of kidding you about the age, because I don't think 47 is that old. And in the fishing business, the beauty of it is the fact that you can be any age and do it and go out there and work hard. But you got to be in shape. You've got to be, you know, ready for the rigors of the drive, be ready for an 8-hour day on the water and then everything that's around it. But you don't have any problem with that at all. You know, in the Elite Series now, what a great bunch of opportunities for press and to get new sponsors and some of those kind of things.
Absolutely. You know, since this boat wrap thing started coming around, at first I was a little objective about it, but, you know, we have really raised the bar, because, you know, I've had the opportunity to get more sponsors now than I ever have before. I've got opportunities to have my boat wrap on television. I also have opportunities to have my truck wrap, you know, going up and down the road. So I think the opportunity there is for sponsors. You know, I'm pursuing sponsors at all times, and I think that is actually the way you make a living at this sport. And then as your winnings would be a bonus. I think if a guy was starting out, he would want to pursue the sponsorship as hard as he could. You know, you get yourself established and then pursue the sponsorship. And from there, then the tournament wins would be a bonus.
Well, you know, the tournament wins, let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, you've had great success throughout the years, you know, whether it's regional events or fishing the Opens or whatever. You know, you won an Open, I think, a year or so ago and just waxed everybody, went out there and did a great job. So people started getting that name recognition. And then, you know, you start doing things with promotions and working with sponsors. And I know you picked up some new sponsors here recently, and, you know, you've been out there working hard at that. That's part of the job, isn't it, getting those new sponsors?
You know, that is right. You know, Mossy Oak would be a sponsor now that I'm pursuing, and the Mossy Oak Fishing Line is some great guys, and I'm, you know, getting to know these guys better, and I'm trying to show them what I can do for them, and hopefully they'll become a good sponsor for me. And that's what it's all about. But when you are sponsored by a company, you are working for that company. You're an employee of that company. It's not about what they can do for you. It's about what you can do for them.
Well, you know, you also got some other great companies. You know, you talk about Bandit Lures. You know, you're a guy that's been around them for a long, long time. Of course, Ranger Boats now, and you're out there working very, very hard for them and going to shows and doing those kind of things. But you can't rest on your laurels anymore, can you?
No, you can't. You know, there's so many of us out there pushing and trying to make it. You cannot leave it in neutral. You have to put it in gear. As Jerry McKenna says, you have to put it in gear. You know, you can't coast around and expect someone to come to you. You're going to have to go out there and pursue the sponsorship. You're going to have to go out there and show them what kind of marketing skills you have, what kind of sales skills that you have, and sell the product. And that's what they're looking for is sponsors, you know. So you just have to get it in gear and go for it.
Well, you know, owner of your own business, you had to do marketing and some of those kind of things to make sure you could go out there and have places to clean or whatever you were doing. But in the fishing business, it's not any different, you know, and I know you guys are constantly learning. ESPN's putting on schools for you guys with the Elite Series, and you and I have talked about this before. That's been a good experience for you.
You know, it really has. You know, some of the schools that I've attended here recently, McKenna's put on, ESPN's put on, they're just incredible opportunities for us as fishermen. And I believe because Bass and ESPN is doing that, then we'll be a step ahead of the rest of them. You know, I've learned things about camera work. There's so many aspects of this business that people don't understand and don't know. It's not just about fishing anymore. I would say probably 50% of it's fishing, and probably 50% is other skills. Other than fishing, you know, there's certain ways to handle yourself in the media. There's certain ways to handle yourself in interviews, such as this one. And, you know, there's just just so much to it, and there's certain ways to handle yourself around business people. It's just a lot to it.
Well, the excitement of our sport, one of the things that we recognize, I think all of us that are in it, is that in order for our sport to grow, it has to be exciting for people to watch, has to be exciting for them to participate in. I always look back at NASCAR. Everybody wants to compare bass fishing to NASCAR, but you can't go out and drive a NASCAR around a track. But you can go out and fish, and people, from a from the ability to be able to participate, they are able to go in there and do the things that are, they can emulate you. They can go out and watch what you do. They can go out and do the things you do. That's got to really help our sport, I would think.
It does. And I tell you, right now we have there's so many guys that are getting involved as far as spectators, and they'll come out when we're fishing in a tournament and they'll follow you around. And we love that as anglers. I mean, we want you out there. We want you around us. We don't want you too close, but we also don't mind you being there, because without you being there, we can't make it, okay? And without you looking to see what type baits we're using, what type rods we're using, what type line we're using, and going out there and purchasing that, then we cannot make it as anglers. So we have to have it. And if we want to make it as interesting as we can to you, in other words, we want to really have a good time out there and really show you a good time, and we just, we have to have you. So, you guys keep coming out, keep looking at it, and keep watching us,
Well, I got to talk a little bit about Amistad. You come out there and just absolutely whack them, and don't have a tournament, you're not in the cut. It's like one of those things. What do you have to do to make that cut? When you have the days that you had down there, what a phenomenal fishery. Then, of course, we've got Guntersville that you just come off of, and I'm sure you're looking forward to Clark's Hill as well.
We at Amistad, we had an incredible tournament. I mean, third cast of the tournament that day, I was fishing Mossy Oak line, and I caught a 10-5. I'm telling you, it was just absolute. And I never had more than probably 10-foot of line out on that fish. And you get a 10-5 on 10-foot of line, and you just it's gonna shake you up. When I landed that fish, it was just such an incredible feeling, and to get the year started off like that. And then I got out on a ridge and I started throwing a crankbait, and when I was cranking that crankbait, I had one over 10 pounds on that tournament too. So I mean, at the same time, I missed that fish because we had such big waves out there, but you just are barely out of it. I mean, you just, at Santee Cooper, I missed it just a tad. I mean, just like 2 pounds. I had 37 pounds and something. It took almost 40 pounds to make the cut at Santee. So, we're real close. And sometimes it's going to happen. I mean, all we have to do is just keep on fishing the tournaments. It's going to happen. There's no doubt in my mind.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question probably a lot of fans want to know about, and the fact that, you guys go out, and as an example, let's talk about the line. You talked about Mossy Oak being one of your sponsors. You don't just go out because somebody says, okay, I'll give you a couple of bucks to do this. You don't just use it because it's your livelihood at stake, and you have to test it. You have to make sure you're comfortable with it, and it's not as simple as just going and saying, yeah, I'll take your line and try it, is it?
Well, no, there's several different types of people, and I'm one particular person that if I don't believe in the product, I'm not going to feel comfortable saying that I do. And, before I take on a sponsorship line like that, then I want to use a line. And I used Mossy Oak line for probably 4 months before I ever agreed to be sponsored by them. We're just in the beginning stages of that sponsorship now, but I hope it's going to be a long-term thing. But you're absolutely right. You have to use the line, check the line, make sure it's something that you feel comfortable with, because if you don't and you wave their flag and it's not something that you'd normally fish with, then you're gonna look like a real dummy out there. You lose all kind of credibility as well too.
Well, Pete, you're looking forward to Clark Hill, and I'm sure that's going to be a fun tournament for you. It should be another one of those slugfests, because you're going to have a topwater bite going crazy up there, and that's not too far away, man, a couple of weeks.
Man, I'm really looking forward to that. I think we're going to be having some schooling fish action and some topwater bite action, and I think a lot of the guys know that too, but I still think that we're going to catch them there, and I think it's going to be a slugfest, like you say.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.